Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We got a little chill in the air this morning in Phoenix. That's a little unusual, but I'm appreciating it. I'm an East Coast guy and kind of missed the season, so to have feeling a little chill almost makes me feel kind of homesick there. But anyway, we're grateful and we're happy to be here this morning. And most of all, we're happy to be alive. And every morning that you wake up in this day and time, you better be grateful, beloved ones, that you are still here on the planet, okay? Lots going on. A lot of people shifting and changing and moving their positions, okay? And you're here because the Creator still has something for you to do. That's why you're still here. So anyway, welcome, all of my old listeners. I am so grateful for you. Every Sunday, I tell you, you are the motivating force that keeps me going and keep me moving forward to make this show happen. I'm grateful for you. And for all my new folks, I'm grateful that you stopped in today to share some time with us. And I'm just gratitude, full of gratitude. I know you could be doing anything, being anywhere, listening to anything, but you decided to stop in and spend some time with us this morning. So we are totally, totally grateful for that. Today's show is going to be one that's going to be pretty interesting, and it's almost one of these shows that I kind of have to do a disclaimer for because it's pretty deep in metaphysical and New Age thought. So all my new listeners, this is the New Age metaphysical show, and we go into the deep truths of things. We're not in a box here. So this is not your traditional Sunday church service. It's a little bit different, but if Spirit have led you to come this morning and listen, that must mean that you are prepared or you are ready. You're in that frame of mind to be open and receptive to be able to want to hear the message Spirit is going to present to us this morning. Okay, so I'm grateful for you. I really, really am grateful for you. And all of you that have been listening for a while know that I have a format and I always open up with prayer. And today is no different because, you know, I tell you every week that I'm just a vessel. And I'm allowing Spirit to be able to flow through me. And I've said yes to the service and yes to doing spiritual work. So I'm open and receptive to allow Spirit to flow through me. And I am most gratitude and grateful that I am being allowed to be a vessel. That's to me is a high honor to allow Spirit to be able to utilize me in the way that it deemed fit. So let's open with a prayer this morning so we can get going in this exciting conversation. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks this day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have another day of life, another day to perfect our journey and perfect our souls to move to a higher state of consciousness. We just give total gratitude, knowing that we are one with you, God, and you are inside of our physical temples. You know, you flow in us just like a wave is in the ocean, and we are just open and receptive to the knowledge and wisdom that you're allowing us to participate in this day. We give thanks and gratitude for that. We thank you, beloved I Am Present, for allowing us to have another week, another week of life, another week of being here on the planet. And we know that it is all in divine order. And it's through your divine wisdom and divine love that we are still here because we have work to be done. So we just give gratitude in all that which we are. And we are open our minds and we are receptive and we are moving forward this morning. So we thank you, God. We pray for this country and the world. We pray for those who are out fighting on the front line with this virus and that you keep them in divine protection and keep them moving in a higher state of consciousness and doing the job they do. They are all designed to do what they do. And we thank you for allowing and giving them divine protection. We pray for all the people who are sick and shut in, that you are covered by God and that you understand that your journey, there's a divine lesson in everything. So that whatever's happening with you, embrace the divine lesson that is being taught through you. Okay, beloved ones, you know that God is with you and will never forsake you and never leave you. So we just say thank you, God. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones, let's get on with this show because this is an important thing. There is a vibrational shift taking place on planet Earth. So the subject today is, are you preparing for the shift? Well, whether you're preparing or not, it's going to happen. So I think it's best that you start preparing yourself so you can have a full understanding of what's going on. And as I said, there is a vibrational shift taking place on the planet. And it has really begun to happen ever since 2012 is when the new energy really began to come in to be able to move forward and to excel itself. And in the last several weeks and months, it has really accelerated. That vibrational energy is picking up. For all of you who are spiritually inclined and have the, you can feel the energy shifting. You can look around and see the shift is taking place. So let me just try to explain a little bit to you, especially for you who may not be aware of what's going on. And some of you are going to get it, and you're going to understand it, and that's going to be good. Some of you, it's not going to be quite so clear. Matter of fact, you're going to say, what shift? What shift is really going on? I never heard of a shift taking place. Well, beloved one, the shift is taking place. And like I told you that this is more in the new age and metaphysical world that, you know, we are aware and conscious that this is happening. So we're just grateful for it to be happening. So it's good. So all you new people, just hang in there and it'll come to you if it's meant for you at this particular time. I've learned that all lessons and all teachings are not meant for everybody at that particular time. And it's okay for you not to have clear understanding, because as we grow as spirits and consciousness, some things will come to us and we get it right away, and some things it takes a little time. So, like I said, many of you are aware and you're here and you're have a clear understanding of at least some of this, which I'm going to share with you, beloved ones. You are a spiritual being here on the planet Earth. You are a spiritual being and being hosted by a physical body. So this shift that's taking place is having a direct effect on you and me. Not only is the vibrational shift planet taking the place, but the vibrational shift is taking place inside each one of us. As you can look around and you see change taking place, and change taking place that you don't quite understand, it's okay, because things have to change in order for the shift to be implemented. Okay, so we are really at this point now where we are shifting from third dimension to fifth dimensional beings. Many of us have operated at least temporarily in the fifth dimension. We put our foot into it. But most of you, of us, who especially spiritual people, where have already transcended into the fourth dimension. We're there, and we're moving through that processing, moving toward the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension. And that's a beautiful thing to be there. And like I said, a lot of us have actually put our toes into the fifth dimension. Like you stick your toe in the water. Many of us have felt the energy and have had a little exposure of what it is like to be in the fifth dimension. But the key is to be able to be in your fifth dimension and be there solid. Get to the fifth dimension and stay there without having to go back and forth between your third and fifth dimensional consciousness. Okay? The key is to be able to get to that fifth dimension and stay locked into that. Because there's nothing for you in the third dimension, beloved ones. For all of you who are ascending and moving forth, the sooner you can get out of this third dimensional process, the better off you're going to be. So we need to work on going there. Because once you get to the fifth dimension, beloved ones, that's where the real magic starts. That is where you will really begin to understand yourself as a spiritual being. And you will really begin to understand that the magic that is within you, begin to understand your spiritual gifts, and they will begin to unfold to you, and you will be really be brought alive and begin to have a true understanding of what it means to be spiritually. Once you're in that fifth dimension, there'll be things that you'll be able to do that you had no understanding, not that you could even do. One of them, you will be able to communicate telepathically. I mean, a lot of us are doing that now, but when you get into the fifth dimension, there will almost be no need to even have to talk. You'll be able to communicate in that telepathic communication all over the world, okay? That would be one of the gifts. And you would be able to also bring about healing. Now, healing in your physical body and healing in your whole being, your emotion, everything, you'll be able to heal. But not only will you be able to heal yourself, but at that level, you'll be able to heal others. You will have that gift of healing to be able to reach out and touch other people and their physical, mental, and emotional world and be able to actually heal them. That's one of the things that take place in that fifth dimensional world. And one of the things that excite me more than anything else in being in the fifth dimension, your ability to teleport. You know, I know that's maybe a really foreign word to some of you, and some of you may not get it. Some may say, why would you want to do that? Well, that's something that excited me to be able to be where I want to be when I want to be there without having to do that. Although there are some beings right now at this point in time that have that capability to do this already. This is not the fifth dimension is not a new thing, beloved ones. So let me just clarify that this is something, not something new, but it is becoming more open now, and the portals are opening. The portals are opening wider for the masses of people to move into that state of consciousness, okay? And that's a beautiful thing. The portals open for us to explore and move into that state of consciousness, because the fifth dimension has been around. As a matter of fact, the fifth dimension is just probably in the middle process. There's more dimensions above the fifth dimension, but we as three-dimensional people, we just stick with those getting to the fifth dimension. We won't even talk about going into the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth conscious level. But right, we just want to speak of where we're at now. And it's going to have a huge effect. A huge effect on the planet. That the physical planet itself, things that's happening on the planet is going to change and shift it, and hopefully a lot of people will be able to make it. A lot of people won't be able to make it because the vibrational shift, the vibration energy is going to be so high and so intense. A lot of people who are operating in that third level of dimension consciousness will not vibrationally be able to survive when we move into the fifth dimension as a planet. Okay, and that's when the whole planet is moving there. But first it starts with the individual. As we individually move into it, and more and more of us become into that fifth dimension, it pulls the whole planet towards the fifth dimension. Okay, and those who are left in that old third wave dimension are going to have some challenges. And for many of you, it may take several more incarnations before you're prepared to move in that higher state. And that's okay. Okay, it's nothing to panic about, nothing to worry about. You know, the life cycle of evolution and you're moving into your higher state of consciousness may take you several more incarnations. Many of us, beloved ones, have been here hundreds and thousands of times. This is not your first rodeo. This is not the first time you've been here. So, but you've been here before, and that's a beautiful thing to be. And as you incarnate, your whole journey about incarnation is about you perfecting your spirit and soul to move back to the Godhead. You don't want to keep it, have to come for eons to incarnate into this planet or to other planets, unless you choose to. Okay, that's a choice that you can take, but you want to get to the point where you don't have to do it unless you choose to do it. Okay, but it's a beautiful thing now. There are some initiatives, some people, some beings who were actually born in the fifth dimension. Already when they came into this planet, they were moved into the fifth dimension. And I call those people avatars. We're talking about people like Cy Barber, people like Jesus, people like Buddha, people like Krishna. They were all avatars. And they came here in that state of consciousness, in that fifth dimensional, when they entered the earth atmosphere and the incarnation. And when they came into this planet, they came in, even in their baby mind, they were in the fifth dimension as they grew and dealt with things. They were already there. So all souls have to go through the conscious rims of being reborn and growing to be able to get finally to the Godhead. And that's what it is. Those folks, those beings who were able to start off in the fifth dimension, we read about them. We know about them because they made impacts on the planet. So, beloved ones, as you reach into that fifth dimension, that will be the same kind of powers that you will have to be able to make a difference in the world, okay? You will be there to be able to do these things. And I know for some of you that may seem a little far-fetched, but it is practical and it is real, and you are moving toward that. So open yourself and prepare yourself to ascend to that fifth dimension and stay there on a permanent basis. Now, the fifth dimensional consciousness not only affects you from a spiritual and a mental aspect, but it will also affect your physical body. A lot of us nowadays are going through minor illness or minor things happening in our bodies, and we are not quite sure why they're happening. We're doing the right thing, we're eating the right way, and we are doing all that we need to do from a spiritual minute, but these things are still happening in our body because it's helping us to prepare our physical bodies to be able to transcend into that higher stage of consciousness. So whatever you're working on in your physical body now is helping you to. So in your process of healing yourself, of being healed, you're also in tuning your body to prepare itself to live in that higher state of vibrational and frequency. Okay? Now, currently in the physical body, as we have been told, there are seven chakras in our body. Now, when one moves into that fifth dimensional thing, those chakras will increase. All of a sudden, it's already there, but we're just not consciously aware of it, that we will have many more chakras to open in our body that will help us in our process of where we're going and where we are moving toward in that fifth dimension. See, beloved ones, I'm excited about moving to the fifth dimension. And it's really, really important to want to do that. You have to be open and receptive to wanting to do that. Now, if you are fighting against it, then it may not be an easy transition for you. But I am looking forward to it. I look forward to moving into the fifth dimension just like I look forward to my next breath that I'm going to take at this very time. I know that is where the magic starts, and I already always believed in magic and believed in mystical things. So to me, that is the divine place that I want to be. And you have to figure out for yourself where you want to be. But I just want to share some things with you this morning that's going to help you to accelerate toward that fifth dimension. That's going to help you to move forward. In this process of moving forward, you understand that there are certain things in the three-dimensional world that you are currently experiencing will have to be diminished or destroyed, beloved ones. So holding on to a lot of the old ways, you're going to have to destroy them, or you're going to have to really diminish them in your own personal life. But from a vibrational standpoint on the planet, it's happening happening also. We look around, we can see it in the politics, we see it in science, we see it in spiritual, spiritual walk changing. And they're shifting and changing fast. That's because of the vibrational frequency is changing. That's why you see so much change happening right now, beloved ones, and you don't understand maybe why it's moving, why all this stuff is going on, and why it's so chaotic. But the old has to fall in order for the new to come through. So understand it. Do not be afraid of it. And realize that this is the shift that's taking place where the old has to be removed in order to bring about the new. And that's okay. So be not afraid, beloved ones. Be open and receptive, knowing that there's something taking place and something's going to be even better coming, you know, knowing that you are moving into a higher realm. So it's happening in your individual life, but not only that, it's happening on the planet as a whole as well. So, like I said, I want to just share some information with you that will help you to be able to gauge in your progress or where you are in moving into this higher state of consciousness. To help you be able to get through, you need to know so you can identify certain things that's happening in your physical being and your spiritual and your feeling world to give you some clue that you're moving through there and for you to brace most more of it to be able to understand what's actually taking place. It's very, very important that you're given some clues of how you can tell that you're in the process of the shift and you're moving higher. Okay, the first thing I want to talk to you about, beloved one, is taking full responsibility for everything that shows up in your life. Full responsibility for everything that shows up. You must stop blaming others for your situations. You have to stop blaming others for any condition that is showing up in your life or have showed up in your life. You have to get to the place in your consciousness where you fully understand that whatever is happening, whatever showed up, you created it. Your vibrational frequencies, beloved one, has attracted in your life what you're experiencing. Every day you are emitting vibrational feelings from your feeling world, your spiritual world is going out into the universe and you are bringing it back to you. Some of it called the law of attraction. I like to phrase it as vibrational frequencies that you are sending out, and then those vibrational frequencies are coming back to you. And sometimes they come back to you more powerful than you sent them out, and most times it do. Okay? So whatever's happening, beloved ones, don't blame anyone else. Stay in your place and understand your process of what's happening. And if you have got to that point where you truly understand that you are responsible for your for everything, your condition in the world, then that's one step for you to indicate that you are being prepared to move into that higher state. You have got past that point where you are blaming others for your conditions, and you are taking full responsibility there, okay? Number two, the second thing I want to talk to you about is you have to be willing from the masses. You have to be willing to become your own leader, beloved ones. You have to embrace the idea of your own leadership, okay? This means that you no longer concerned about being judged about what other people are saying about you in any matter in any way. And because so many decisions we're making, beloved ones, because we are afraid of how people are going to judge us, how people are going to see us, and how people going to, what people going to say about us, and we become very frustrated, and we will not sometimes fulfill our purposes, the things that we need to do, because we are concerned about other people judging us or saying things about us that we might not enjoy hearing people say about us. But it's okay. You have to get beyond that point. Let me just give you an example, beloved ones, and I'm going to share something very personal with you and give you an example of what I'm talking about here. See, I grew up in a very traditional church environment, just like a lot of you other listeners out there. Before you transitioned into the metaphysical and new age thinking, you grew up in a very traditional kind of church, whether the Baptist, Catholic, Method, Episcopalian, holiness or whatever, but you grew up in those kind of environments, okay? And you had no much of a choice because that's what your parents were doing. So they brought you along too, even when you didn't want to go kicking and screaming. They said, come on, you're going to church and this is what you're going to be experiencing. But see, beloved one, when I broke away from that traditional Baptist Christian church while I was growing up, I was afraid to share with my family because I did not want them to judge me or to condemn me. That was important to me at that time. I did not want to feel judged or condemned by my family for doing this. So I guess in a sense, it's almost maybe like people who are gay or people who are living their life different in their matter, trying to say this was politically correct, state of being trapped in a body of some different being than what they are, okay, or their body. They're trapped in a man trapped in a female body or a female trapped in a man's body. And they are feeling these feelings inside of themselves, but they are afraid to come out and share what they're feeling, and they're afraid to tell their their loved ones, their families, because they're afraid people are going to judge them. So they keep it in. And some people go through their whole life going through this whole process of feeling like that way and being that way. And instead of being open and receptive to it, they sneak around and do it. And that has got to be very painful. So for all you who have opened yourself up and say, hey, this is who I am, then I'm proud of you. And that is what you need to do. Do not become intimidated about that kind of thing. But see, I was so attached to my mom, and my mother and my brother are traditional ministers, preachers. And so I love my mom so deeply that I did not want to do anything to hurt or shame her. And I thought that because I had broke from the pack that she would be embarrassed, her friends and family would know that, hey, your son is going astray. He's different. And I had to hear them, you know, telling me it was wrong and I shouldn't be doing it. Now, I had to get to the point where I no longer felt ashamed. And at that point, it took me many years to get to that point, too. Although I had moved into this new metaphysical and new age belief system, I was still having it, sharing it with my family who meant so much to me, because I didn't want to be put down or be condemned by them. But when I finally got to the point that I was going to really step into and just tell them who I was, so they would not assume that I was doing something else, because they were thinking that, hey, you know, I'm still part of that group, and I wasn't feeling that kind of energy. But I had to get grounded in my belief system. I had to feel that I was grounded in my belief system before I was able to reveal for them. And I told them, and they wasn't happy. They were still not happy. They eventually accepted it. With me, I don't know what the I can just imagine the conversation that my mother and my brother may have had when I was not in their presence. But, you know, when I was around, they at least embraced me and they accepted knowing where I was. But, see, I had to get to the point where I was ready to release my relationships at any cost, whatever. If they accepted me, that was beautiful. If they didn't accept me, I would just have to love them from a distance, okay? And so, and when you embrace and hold on to other people's things, it can hinder you, beloved ones, from growing spiritually. When you're holding back your true feelings, it can hinder you spiritually. Thank God that I got to that point. Thank God. If you're having a challenge today and you're in this new thought and metaphorical thinking, and you want to share with family, and because most of us still have traditional family group backings, if you're probably out of your family, you may be the only one who has decided to break away from the old school, the old way of thing. But you have to get to the point where it does not matter what they feel or what they say. You have to come to the full understanding that you are who you are. God created you. You are a spiritual being, and this is where you need to be. So, beloved one, when you get to the point where you're ready to release yourself from the masses and concerns of others and what they're saying, is another sign that you are being prepared and you're ready to ascend to a higher state of consciousness. Okay? That is number two. Number three. You have come to the awareness that you are a spiritual being, and you are loved unconditionally. You are loved unconditionally by the Creator who created you. So you don't really need no other love. It's good to have love of family, love of people. That's cool. That's all right. That's a good thing. But unconditional love is being issued to you from the time that you were created as a soul. So the gods who created you love you unconditionally, beloved one. And unconditional love is the highest state of love that be. Because a lot of times people, on an intimate or human level of love, people say they love you, but they love you based on what you can do and what their concept of you and what they anticipate you do and you understanding of how they expect, what they're expecting of you. And that's why a lot of time you see the human and intimate love don't sustain itself, because when people don't do what you want them to do, or they operate in a different manner where you want to be, then that intimate love begin to separate and become not so alive anymore. Okay, so unconditional love. Because unconditional love means that you love someone beyond whatever they need to be or wherever they be. So you should want to embrace unconditional love first before you love me intimately. Love me unconditionally. Accept me as I am and love me. When you really love people unconditionally, and I'm sure that some of you have people in your life that you feel unconditional love toward, regardless of what they do, who they are, you love them anyway. Okay, that is where you need to be, beloved ones. You are children of God, and you were made in God's image. And so God's love for you will never change, beloved one, regardless of how many incarnations you have, what you do, even when you are making errors in your life, God's unconditional love will not walk away from you. You were given free will, and so the Creator who creates you knows that you will more likely make some errors and not do as you should be doing all the time. But believe me, your God and Goddess that created you while always loving you, always know and accept the fact that you are being loved unconditionally. Okay, by that energy. And when you understand that your Creator is loving you regardless of who you are and what you're doing, then that's another sign that you are now prepared and you're preparing yourself to move to a higher state of awareness and consciousness. You're moving to that higher dimension because you have now come to the conclusion that you are a spiritual being and that you are being loved unconditionally all the time. And that's a beautiful thing, okay? Now, number four, you no longer, and that's kind of like number two, but no longer will you desire to fit into the crowd. You no longer desire to be part of the group of people or things that you have never come to the point of being an independent thinker. You are not going along just to get along. That means nothing to you. You are marching to your own beat, okay? So just because the crowd is doing it, and the crowd want to go do some crazy stuff, you say, no, I'm not going there, I'm not feeling that, I'm not going to do it just because you guys want to do it, that's okay, I'm not going to do it. When you have enough intellect and thinking in your mind to know that what you want to do and you're spiritually grown enough to be able to know that what the crowd is doing is not what you want to do and you're not going for that okey-doke, then that's another sign that you are being prepared in the shift. You are no longer being like in the herd mentality. You are separating yourself and say, hey, this is right. This is what I should be doing. I don't care what you guys do. You go do what you want to do. And I can love you from a distance, but I'm not doing that anymore. Okay? Now, that is another step in understanding where you're going. Now, the fifth step, you come to the place and realize in your life where you are co-creators of your life. This is to say, beloved one, where you truly understand that what you manifest in your life, you manifest because of you and the I am presence in you. If you understand how to tap into your I am presence along with your own spiritual understanding and consciousness, you will be able to manifest at a level that's absolutely amazing. You will be able to manifest what you are aligned with from a vibrational standpoint. So in other words, loved one, whatever going on in you vibrational, you are creating and you are able to manifest that into the physical plane because you are creating that with your own thoughts and feelings and ideas and holding on to things. You are now able to manifest what you do along with the God force in you. You do nothing without God, beloved one. I know you may think that you are the cat's meow, but it ain't like that. There's a God force inside, which I like to refer to your I am presence, that help you with every process that you're going through in your life, okay? If you ever want to create something, you're always along with your own mental ability. That is the I am presence that's working inside of you. Yes, that is the force that's helping you to manifest and bring things as well. Now, we all have guardian angels, but your guardian angels are not there to help you manifest. Your guardian angels are there to help you to look out for you, for your safety, when you can't look out for yourself, when you cannot see what's around the corner, but your guardian angels will be there to help you and protect you and keep you safe, okay? Presence of your God and angel. But your I Am presence is there to help you to be able to manifest what you so desire, okay? Number six, you have to get to the point where you are respect and honor of your physical temples, beloved ones. The God force that gave you this physical body, they created your spirit first. That's what is made in the image of God. Then they said, let us make man, okay, and woman, okay? Now, your physical body is the temple where your spirit lives in. It's just a shell. But it is so important that you keep your physical body at high energy and vibrating at a level where it will allow your spiritual being to be able to do what it needs to be. So if your physical body is not vibrating and operating at a level where it should be, it's hard for the spirit to do its purpose and job. And at some point, if we are derelicting our duties as for taking care of our physical bodies, the spirit will say, I'm out of here. I ain't dealing with this no more. You are not able to take care of yourself and able to do the things what you need to do. So it's important that you take care of these physical bodies, because you are going to take these physical bodies also into your fifth. So it's even more important that you start living and doing what you need to do. So I like to say that we need to eat to live instead of living to eat. Okay, so everything you put in your body, you should have understanding of what you're putting in your body, beloved one, because it's so important that you treat your temple with the highest and utmost respect and honor what you do. Now, I'm not here this morning to dictate to you or to preach to you about what you should eat. That ain't my thing. You know, that's your choice. But I do want to share this with you, and you can only make your own decision about what it is that you decide to do. Everybody has their own beliefs about how they need to be and what they want to be. Personally, myself, I've been a vegetarian for 44 years, so that's the life that I choose. But let me just read this with you. Genesis 1:29. Okay, I'm going to read that. Genesis 1:29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is a fruit of a tree yielding seeds, it should be for your meat. Okay, let me just read that to you again, beloved ones. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it should be your meat. Other words, beloved ones, everything that you put in your body to either grow out of the ground or come off of a tree, period. So, but like I said, I'm not here to preach to you about what you should be eating and how you should eat. That's your choice. That's your body. That's your temple. So you do what is best. I'm just going to give you the information. You do with it what you feel is best for you to do with it, okay? Now, that's on you. But the key is that you must become conscious to the point where you are honoring and respecting your holy temple, okay? Now, the seventh and final thing I'm going to share with you is that for you to really get into it is getting to the point of forgiveness. Beloved ones, this is heavy stuff here, forgiveness. One have to be able to forgive themselves from their errors. They have to forgive others for any transgression they feel has been made upon them. And they have to forgive anyone who did anything to them. You have to get in that place in your space that you are totally rejecting any guilt or any pain or anything that anyone has done for you, done to you. You have to be past that. Because, beloved one, anything anyone done to you with a lesson for you. You know, many times that things happen in your life and you're not aware of this because it was contracts that you have made with spirits on the other side before you even came into this earth realm. You made contracts with certain spirits that show up in your life at certain times to help you to create certain lessons that you needed to do and to grow as a spirit. So those beings come in and they've given you lessons and they have given you challenges And that's okay because that's where you learn. And most of the time, most of your lessons and challenges come out of your own families. Okay? It's the reason why you are born in the family that you're born in. It's the reason why your brothers and sisters and cousins are all in the group with you, because you can't so easily get away from them, because they are the ones there to give you the lessons. Them the ones that you agreed to have contracts with. Okay? So when you're going around holding a grudge, being upset with your sister who may have said something about you, or your brother who may have mistreated you, abused you, or did something to you, then you are wasting energy and time, beloved one, because you agreed to show up with these people in order for you to work out things. So realize that it happened for a divine reason and purpose. So let it go. That happened. There's so many people that's going around right now that's holding on to anger and grudges about things that happened in their lives 20 and 30 years ago, beloved ones. They are still holding on to that. And it seemed to be, you find a lot of these relationships splinter in the time of death, especially the death of a parent or loved one or something. People got expectations of, I want this, I need this, and things don't go to, or they want to run things, and things don't go the way they want to be. They have relationships splintered with their families forever. They want, because of something that probably wasn't even theirs, no way, something that maybe their parents owned, and they gave it to someone else, and they thought they should have it. And now they're feeling if that they have a grudge against the other sibling, or even a grudge against the parents who are gone because of this stuff. It's foolishness. It's foolishness, beloved one. Let that energy go, because it serves no purpose for you. It serves you no purpose at all to be able to keep allowing yourself to be in that state of consciousness and awareness that you are holding on to that whole thing to cause you to feel and not be able to grow. Is it really worth it to not be able to grow because you're holding on to some energy of someone else who have, they may have even gone, and you still holding on to that energy, So, beloved one, in order to be able to transfer into the fifth condition, you cannot bring about any past emotional feelings, what has happened in your past. You have to be able to let it go. Let it go. Whatever it takes, let it go. Okay? Do not hold on to it anymore. Unless, now, beloved ones, I cannot overemphasize the fact to you that God gave you free will. So, guess what? It's all up to you. It is your choice. It's your decision of what it is that you want to do. Now, if you want to spend the rest of your days living here in this three-dimensional consciousness, it's your choice. It's your choice, beloved ones, if you want to do that. Now, I do not see how it's going to work very well for you, especially if the planet itself is shifting and the planet itself is getting out of that low vibrational frequency at all. Then if you feel stuck in that low vibration in the planet shift, you can just imagine what it's going to be like for you to be able to exist on the planet, okay? But it's still your choice. It's still your choice. God gave you that ability to make a decision what you want to do, and you're getting gratification of being in that low vibrational frequency. And I think sometimes some people do get a gravitational desire, or they are getting something out of operating in that low frequency. Now, you're going to eventually come out of it in some incarnation. Hopefully in your next incarnation, you would choose to want to be able to work through all those low vibrational things that's been holding you back and not allowing you to ascend to that higher state of consciousness, beloved one. Because in order to be able to enjoy this oneness of this fifth dimension, where the magic in your life will begin to take place and you will begin to be free here, even that's being in the fifth dimension is heaven on earth. That's what it means to be heaven on earth, to be able to be in that state where you are living to the point where you're able to do and feel and experience the gifts of God all the time. That's heaven on earth. That's where you want to be. That's where you should desire to be putting your vibrations at and where you want to spend the rest of your days while you're here in this physical body in that state of consciousness. It's a beautiful thing, beloved ones. It's a beautiful thing, and it's happening. And we just, I just pray that each one of you are opening yourself up and allowing yourself to grow. Now that you have some idea of at least some of the characteristics of what it's going to take in order for you to get there or prepare. Now, if you've already, if you're experiencing all those things already and you are there with those things, then that means that you are closer to that fifth dimension. It's already there for you. And it's just a matter of time now you, where you will eventually move into that state of consciousness and awareness in your life. Okay? So that's a beautiful thing. So think about those things I shared with you, those seven things about you, and begin, if it's not happening for you right now, make it a priority to go to work to change those things and to bring those things into your life, because those are the things that you're going to need in order to help you in your ascension, your ascending to that higher state of consciousness. And you all should want to live in that state of higher oneness, because that's where life is all about. And that is something that you have been working for in your incarnations, all the incarnations you have anyway. You've been working to get into that higher level. And when you get into the fifth dimension of consciousness, there's even more. There's more to go. But we're not even going to discuss those things. There's a lot of the stuff happening in the consciousness above that, not even in my mental thought of. I don't know it, and I'm not going to try to share with you something that I'm not aware of. Okay, but I do know that there's more. There's more. That the higher realms of consciousness that one can grow and one can be into. But getting into the fifth dimension is the platitude of where it is that we are working to move to and working to be able to get there. So hopefully, beloved ones, that you actually are now seeing the benefits of going forth. And that is where you need to be and where you want to be. Okay? So we ask, we're saying that we and praying that everything is good and that you are moving forward in that energy. So we're going to close the day in a prayer. But before I close out with you, I want to be able to tell you about our new daily show. We have a daily show that comes on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until the new year. And when we go into the new year, we will be able to, we're going to actually take it to 5 days a week at least, okay? But we have a daily inspirational show, and it is designed to help you get your day started and help you to move forward and have more energy. Having a positive word, having an inspiration in the morning is very, very important. That's why we do it at 7:30 in the morning, because they help you. Now, this is a worldwide ministry, so 7:30 in the morning for me is not 7:30 in the morning for a lot of you. You know, especially I would say that according to the statistics and statistics that I get, a majority of listeners are actually coming off of the East Coast or even the West Coast. So I'm not in the middle, but I'm more the mountain time. So I know that people listen different times of day, but whenever you listen, and a lot of people that come back and listen to the show later, but those who are able to get up and to be able to tune into the show that time of morning, you'll be blessed. So you got Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I am joined with two of my friends who are also metaphysical ministers and teachers. On Wednesdays, I have Minister Joe Pearson, from out of New Jersey. They'll be with us on Wednesday mornings. So she's very profound. She's a metaphysical graduate and metaphysical minister, and she's also an intuitive spiritual reader. So you will gain a lot from her. And then on Fridays, I have Reverend Taiwo Inman, who's been a friend of mine for about 30 years and who's been around the metaphysical world for a long, long time. He's a Reiki master. And he's very in tune. So listen in, and it'll be very uplifting to you, beloved one. And we want to be able to continue that in to be able to help you out in the morning. And we want to be able to, we like to say that we are shedding some sunshine. We're bringing a little light because, beloved one, there's a lot of density and darkness taking place on planet Earth right now. but it's all in divine order still. But it's happening, so we want to try to help you to get through your day and make your day better in that process. So I want to thank you, and I'm going to close out with a prayer today, and I'm grateful for you for showing up. I really, hopefully, you've gained something from this lesson and this talk, and that you will understand, and you will begin to shift into this new energy and embrace it, knowing that you are ascending, beloved ones. You are ascending to that higher state of consciousness and awareness. So we're just gratitude and thank you. So in closing, beloved mighty I am present, I give gratitude and thanks for this day that you have given us another day of life, another day of love, another day of energy. We thank you, Spirit, for showing up this morning and giving us a lesson that we need as our growth in our spirit. We thank you for just giving us information, giving us knowledge and wisdom on how to conduct our lives in order to be able to make the shift, to prepare to move to that higher state. We're fully grateful and understand. And I'm grateful, God, mighty I am present, for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to share to these beloved ones this word that you have brought forth this morning. So I thank you for all this. And we know that this word will go out, and for those who have ears to hear will hear it and will embrace it and begin the process of shifting and moving to that higher state of consciousness. We know that it is happening. And so we said, thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful for this. And we give prayers for America. We pray for the conditions of the world. We pray for our leaders. We pray for all of those who are out and trying to make a difference. We pray that they will continue. We pray for those who are not conscious or aware of their situations and their way in life. We pray that they will come in tune to who and whom they are, gods and goddesses, given an opportunity to share with the world. We know, God, that you are with us at all times, even when we are not aware and conscious. You never could forsake us, and you love us unconditionally. We thank you for your unconditional love, God, for accepting us and embracing us, even in our errors and in the time that we are not conscious and aware of what we're doing and how we're doing it. You are still there showing us love, and we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Beloved ones, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones, for showing up today. And I pray that you have been informed on some things and you are conscious of more today than you were when you tuned in 50-some minutes ago. So I'm going to say thank you. And for all of you that will be on tomorrow morning, I'll share with you tomorrow morning. I'm doing the show tomorrow morning. So look forward to seeing you. Have a blessed and positive day. Thank you, beloved ones. Bye-bye.